Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From MassinSports.com, let's welcome to the show, Rock Abaco. Rock, good afternoon. What's happening, man?
Hey, how you guys doing? Did I hear Wintry Mix? Is that what you guys have coming up?
Sunday.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Sunday, yeah. I have a movie couch tomorrow, too.
Which Six, I'm 65 to. Out right now, Rock.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? Well, it's going to be in the 80s here next week, but I think that's overrated.
Yeah, 80s in February, overrated. Yeah, rub it in there, Rock Abaco. But a possession player showing up. Elvis is in the building now. Chris Davis, he made it down there. He spoke with you guys. Give us some tidbits from Chris Davis meeting with the media for the first time in 2019.
Yeah, I think the most important point at this point right now, because of the criticism he's faced about reporting, you know, late, even though they're not due till Sunday, that he was actually here since Saturday. He had the flu, and then I was turning to bronchitis, apparently. He found that out this morning. And he didn't want to be around here while he was contagious. I'd heard, really, that he's been maybe here, but waiting until people have left. But he'd actually been in Sarasota since Saturday, and thought he'd be out here, you know, well in advance doing workouts. He's hoping to get on the field tomorrow, at least to move around some. I doubt if he's going to be ready to start taking BP and running and all those things. But at least he made the attempt. He did get here. And a lot of it's the same thing. You know, I've talked to him twice now in the off season, before and during FanFest, and it's a lot of that same stuff. And he talked to some different people this off season in his workouts, and he's really embracing the analytics that are being presented before him, or maybe he's finding, he didn't want to say holes in his swing, but certain things he's been doing wrong and he thinks he will be able to correct. And he said that that productive player is still in there. He hasn't gone anywhere. He feels like he'll be able to get it out this year, but of course, that remains to be seen. And he seems to be okay with where they are as far as a rebuild. You still want to be competitive, but he also seems to have a pretty firm grasp on where this team is and maybe some growing pains they're going to have.
Rock, has he, and he talked about the different voices and the different people, has he ever revealed who these people are? Is it George Brett, Rock Crew? I mean, who is he talking to that's helping him get back to what he used to be?
The ghost of Lou Gehrig, right. I think, which is kind of interesting. He had the Ouija board out. No, he never has. And I've asked him a couple times. He has hinted, he said, some people from going back to his days in Texas with the Rangers. But he's been kind of hesitant to reveal some names. And he says, he did tell me one time, it's some people that maybe the average fan might not recognize the name, but people in baseball certainly know them. So I guess some people that have solid reputations as hitting instructors that he's consulted with. But, you know, he also, I mean, he faced some music. He goes, look, rightfully so, I'm going to be the subject of criticism for the seasons that he's had. And he understands that, you know, if he wasn't here as early as he had vowed to be here, that people were going to, you know, come after him about it. And he understood. And, you know, he said part of his off-season preparation wasn't just about the physical stuff. I think mentally he's been kind of bracing himself for the criticism he knows he's still going to face until he puts together a big season again. So he knew that was coming, and now, of course, it's just a matter of, you know, let's see what happens once he does get in the cage, once he gets into games. He seems excited to have a new staff, have the new manager, nothing against Buck Showalter, of course. But he said, you know, maybe a new voice is needed. Maybe that will help as well.
You know what I find hard to believe, Rock, is he got in Saturday, and if you're not feeling well, you know, the first thing you would do, I would assume, would be to call the trainer. I'm sure he has a great relationship with the trainer, and say, listen, I'm not feeling good. You know, what do you recommend that I do? And if he does that, first thing the trainer does is he tells Elias. The morning show interviewed Michael Hyde or Brandon Hyde yesterday and asked him, have you seen Chris Davis? No, don't know when he's coming. You know, so I just have a hard time believing he was there Saturday, Rock.
I don't know. I mean, I had heard yesterday that he's already been here. Like, someone told me that. It was off the record, so that's why I didn't write it. But that he had already been in town for a little while. Now, I don't know whether Hyde felt like he wasn't supposed to say anything or whether, you know, I don't know. I'm can't answer that, but I just know that Hyde said he had talked to him a few times, and Chris said he got here Saturday and was, you know, had an issue with the condo and then woke up. He had to move somewhere else from where they thought they were going to be renting, and then was sick, and then it turned into bronchitis this morning. But you would think, you're right, you think that he would have alerted everybody, and I don't know who he talked to and who he didn't talk to. That'll probably be a good question for some people in the coming days here.
Rockabacco, MassinSports.com, joining us here, Vinny and Haney, 105.7, the Fan Rocks in Florida, Sarasota, with the Orioles. Pitchers and catchers and position players are showing up. Let's talk about a guy as we get to the pitchers here, Brandon Kline, former big-time prospect, and he battled injuries for many years, bounced back in a big, big way in 2018. What are his projections for 2019? Is he a guy expected to make the big club, or is he still kind of working himself back to that level here?
I mean, I think he's certainly got a shot at it. I mean, there are a couple spots that are still open in that bullpen. I mean, really, the only two sure things for now would seem to be Michael Givens and a healthy Richard Bleier. We're assuming Tanner Scott, Paul Frey, Miguel Castro. Those would be five right there, but those aren't guarantees. And then you've got, you know, Brandon Kline in the same mix with Pedro Rojo, who still needs to stay in the majors for 17 days to lose his Rule 5 status, Mike Wright Jr., Jimmy Yacobonis, if he doesn't make the rotation, it depends whether the new guys want to keep him as a starter, which would put him in AAA, or say, hey, we'll just take his arm in the bullpen right now. And there are a couple other different, you know, ways they could go, but certainly Kline is in there. I don't think anybody's saying, oh, he's too soon for him to make that jump. He will be in the running. It is a bullpen spot. He's no longer a starter. But, you know, you've got an upper 90s fastball, and then the secondary stuff that he's developing now. And it's really good, too, an advantage because he was a former starter. So he's not just a one- or two-pitch guy. You know, he's got other things, other weapons that he can use. So he definitely has a shot. If he doesn't make it, then I think he goes to AAA. But I would be really surprised if he stays healthy that he isn't in Baltimore at some point this summer. I think he's a guy who certainly should be able to make his major league debut at some point, even if he doesn't break camp with the team.
Hey, Rock, what's Brandon Hyde like, you know, during the workouts and stuff?
You know, he's moving around a lot. In fact, he's done some different things in camp, and one of them is the position guys that arrived early are taking BP on the main stadium field, which didn't used to happen. So we all, the media corps here, went ahead and walked. Just instead of watching bullpens again, we went to watch guys take BP, including Mancini and Trumbo and Rickert and some other guys, Jace Peterson. And all of a sudden, I look up and Brandon Hyde is there, and I had just seen him on one of the other fields when the guys were stretching and throwing. So like Buck, he's moving around a lot. And like Buck also, though, you know, hands-on, but also delegating authority. He's got all these other coaches who are doing their part. So, and he's keeping things loose and fun. The one thing I really like about this, they seem to be quicker workouts, so they're getting all their work in. Like they've got six mounds instead of four on that one backfield. So he's got five guys throwing their bullpens at once. So if you have 15 guys scheduled to throw, that's just three groups and you're done, as opposed to, I was used to seeing maybe three guys go at a time previously. So I think that's, you know, beneficial for everybody concerned, including the media. And he's got music playing, which he said they've always done to kind of break the monotony a little bit and keep some guys loose. He wants them to have fun, but he also wants to be professional and get their work done, and that's what we're seeing so far.
What is Elias doing? Is he noticeable out there?
Yeah, he's really been watching all the bullpen sessions, sitting behind the mounds with other coaches and the trainers, and where they have all the two high-speed cameras set up to give you super slow-motion video, and you've got the laptop set up on the tables. I mean, it's a whole different look back there than what we had before because they're so data driven now. And of course, he would be right in the middle of that. So when I saw him today, that's what he was doing. He was sitting there watching the 15 guys throw, or 14 guys that threw today. He was there watching all of them, and I'm sure checking the data later.
You said you saw Trumbo taking some swings. Any hitch in the giddy up there? Is he looking like he might be ready for opening day?
I think there's still optimism he'll be ready. I think the one thing he has to do is start sprinting. And let's face it, Mark Trumbo's not going to be a pinch runner anyway. So I don't know how much sprinting he needs to do, but I think that's kind of the last thing with the knee. But I know when I talked to him earlier in the offseason, he didn't seem nearly, and this was before FanFest, nearly as optimistic as he did later. And now, as far as being ready opening day, I think that the progress he's made in his recovery has really encouraged him. And, you know, again, this is important because he could be a trade chip. If he has a really good first couple months, maybe you move him in July to help again with the rebuild. He's in the final year of his contract anyway, and I think some contender would probably take that bat down the stretch. So you kind of have, if you're the Orioles, you're interested in him being productive because you are still trying to be competitive, as Brandon Hyde keeps stressing, but you also want him to be a trade chip.
Hey, Rock, are the pitchers running the bases, and how's Bundy doing?
Yeah, right now I haven't seen that. I mean, they're doing pitchers fielding drills, and you know how exciting that is to stand there and watch. But they're doing that, you know, bunt drills, covering first base and things like that. Bundy's look good throwing, but I don't think they have him running the bases right now. Unfortunately, we still don't have a DH in the National League, so I guess he's going to have to do that at some point. He's still not sure whether that sprained ankle in Atlanta is what caused such a drastic drop in his production in the second half. But, man, it would be quite a coincidence if that wasn't the reason. But he's looked good. I mean, he's had two bullpen sessions, and as he says, the ball's coming out of his hand real well, whatever that means. Pitchers always say it in camp. Best shape of my life, and the ball's coming out of my hand.
Sounds
really
like
well.
You, Rock, when you leave the gym. Best shape of my life.
That's right. And sometimes the ball coming out of your hand. But anyway.
Hey, as long as it's not nothing.
Rockabacco, MassinSports.com, live from Sarasota. Rock, we appreciate your time. Enjoy that 80-degree weather.
Thanks, guys.
Yep. You got it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.